This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, while I was gone last week, and I'll be back here in a few days in Austin, but I'll be hosting the next few days, I got a lot of compliments on Owen Schroyer doing a fabulous job while I've been out, and also Harrison Smith and the rest of the crew. And I want Owen to continue riding shotgun with me throughout the next few hours, but I'll let him towards the end of the next hour go and get ready for his show at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. Central. Here's what I've done. I've had the folks in the live show feed at Infowars.com put actually the two-hour speech. I said it was like 45 minutes long, but that was an edited one I'd seen. I didn't know there was a two-hour speech of Robert Welch, 90TK. So I've not seen a bunch of this. I was watching it during the break, and I haven't seen a lot of this. So you find new stuff all the time. That's been posted in the Memorial Day live show. Also, the full EU speech at the Parliament by Dr. David Martin, that has been posted. It's a super bombshell. We're going to be playing all of that here today coming up. We also have the UN Director of Sustainability going public, saying that the billionaires at the top are basically all pedophiles and that they're not allowed into the club unless they rape children. People said, that just sounds insane. Well, look at the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, okay? Again, in every other gang, I don't care if it's a black gang, a white supremacist gang, a Asian gang, the Italian mafia, the Jewish mafia, in all mafias throughout all time, you got to kill somebody or multiple people under orders to be a made man actually in the club. You can work for the gang, like motorcycle gangs have the people that are prospects, people that are apprentices. They have to go a year, 2 years, 5 years. Go get us ice. Go deliver this pound of marijuana. Go beat this guy up, for the more serious criminal gangs. And the really hardcore ones, you got to already be in prison for serious stuff. So they know you are. They know you're not an informant. And then later they just say, the really nasty ones like MS-13, they say, we want you to just go kill two 7-Eleven clerks. Just, we want you to just kill them. And they go killed. You're the two clerks. And they go, okay, you get a special tattoo now. You randomly killed two innocent people. And then they get even crazier. They say, well, MS-13 does this. You don't believe me? Look it up. The media tries to play it down. But it comes out from New Jersey to Texas to Florida. MS-13. Remember the MS-13 guy went and killed the Uber Eats driver or whatever it was? And cut his body up for just no reason. Just killed him for fun. MS-13 will tell them, okay, we want you to kill a 10-year-old girl. We want you to grab her out of a park. And we want you to carve a pentagram on her and cut her heart out. That's just one case. That's a real case. Now, you understand now? So that's where they're getting all this is from what the globalists have been doing for a very long time. Now, there is death penalty software MS-13 member accused of decapitating Uber Eats driver. Owen, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with you, and I want to get your take on where this is all going. But they admit, and I don't just believe their statement, it's true, that they're losing, and they're getting very desperate. But I don't want to be overly confident here, so I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it again. We're in the season of false flags, and they're really prepping things. So you can kind of see a jigsaw puzzle. When it's down to like the last 4 or 5 pieces, it's totally easy to put together. So I'm looking at like a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. There's like 5 pieces left, and they're false flag, false flag, false flag, mass roundups, total censorship, end of the country. And it's the same formula worldwide. So Europe's a few years ahead of us. Australia's a few years ahead of us. We know exactly how this is going to go down. The only question is, are we smart enough to stop it? And I want to explain to people, the average leftist, or the average person that works for the system. I think you can notice it's getting pretty scary right now. I mean, the deeper we go down this tunnel, the worse security we all have. And that's really the big thing to understand. None of you are going to insulate yourself from this. Not your globalist masters, not you. So stop thinking you are. And I have some big news when we come back.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, here's the good news. People are going to keep waking up at record rates because the bad news is we're inside the New World Order now. Owen Schroeder is riding shotgun with me. I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this live Monday, May 29th, Memorial Day weekend. And I think about Memorial Day, and I think about some of the ancestors I've had that, you know, died in these wars. Thankfully, not too many. A lot of them survived. But I almost didn't exist because, again, both my grandfathers almost died repeatedly in the Army Air Corps in Europe in World War II, particularly my dad's dad, who did all his missions and then some out of North Africa and then into Italy. Almost died repeatedly. And my dad knew some of the stories, never really talked about, but after he died, they went through a trunk he had and all the letters and all the stuff and all the letters back home. And it was all there. Pretty amazing stuff. And people that have been in those big conflicts don't really ever talk about it. When my uncle died about 7, 8 years ago, he was a Vietnam War hero, an amazing guy. We dug through his stuff, and it was like, wow, all the awards he got, all the stuff doesn't even sound real, you know, like all these silver stars, you name it. And the point is, he was always such a great stand-up guy. He was probably my favorite, you know, extended family member, super smart, and hated the New World Order, so the U.S. government was run by a bunch of pedophiles. And that's what leads me to this next moment. He said, there's always going to be a point where you're working in a system where it gets so bad, you make a decision to keep your soul or to fight it. It was about a year before he died of pneumonia. He was in great shape, just got pneumonia and died. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, you know, I was doing stuff in Central America and South America, and I ran Contra. I didn't get the details of it. It was all secret as an Army officer. But he said, it was kids. He said the government was smuggling kids out of orphanages in Guatemala and giving them to really bad people, and he had to get out of it at that point. Well, now you see that major league upscaled going on in front of everybody. So imagine how big that is. And even in my family, my mother's brother, you know, witnessed that, you know, for himself and had a conscience and couldn't be part of it. I mean, he wasn't involved. He said, no, we just knew about it because he was running the airfields. That's what he did, was build airfields. Officer running those airfields and building airfields. And he saw this stuff and like, what the hell is going on? And imagine what our Border Patrol is going through right now. They're seeing what my uncle saw and nothing being done, and the government completing the smuggling process, actually, and going through the exact same thing on a bigger scale. So this is where we find our soul or we lose our soul. And if people working for the system, you think it's cool what's going on? 100,000+ fentanyl deaths a year. Hundreds of thousands of smuggled kids, many of them in sex trafficking. I mean, if you think war with Russia is fun, if you think a devalued dollar is fun, if you think open borders is fun, if you think all the pedophilia is a good thing, if you think You turn on any major corporate channel, it's just sex, 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 kids, 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 gay, 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 gay. I mean, it's just crazy. It's absolutely to break down destroy culture, and that's where we are. And then I'm reading the legislation, and the ADL is like, we don't care if it doesn't pass Congress. They had DeSantis pass stuff where you're arrested for your free speech in Florida, which is a big black mark on DeSantis. And then now the State Department, the big articles on Infowars.com, says, yes, we're getting our advice and quarterbacking it as the ADL, and we're going to take down people's URLs that engage in any type of hate. Because, you hear, oh, don't say the N-word. You're like, well, I don't want to say the N-word, hurt people's feelings, but it's First Amendment. And next is, well, anything anti-Semitic. You're like, well, I don't hate Jews. I don't talk bad about Jews. But I agree with people's free speech. It's like, well, the definition of anti-Semitism is whatever we say. And they actually say that. So, folks, you like getting called a Russian agent? If you posted, hey, I'm against this war. Oh, you're a Russian agent. Hey, I like Trump. Oh, yeah, you're a Russian bot. You think that's bad? Now they want to take your URL. Now they want to take your bank account. Now they want to arrest you. What did Sacha Baron Cohen say 2 years ago at the ADL meeting? He said, if Mark Zuckerberg doesn't do what we want, we need to arrest him. And they went on to talk about me and how I'm a terrorist. I mean, come on, folks. This is so out of control, but it's what a dying, gasping, corrupt bureaucracy that keeps doubling down and losing, tripling down and losing, quadrupling down and losing, and they just double down. So I said it again. I'm going to ask Owen Schroeder this question right now. I don't need to be a rocket scientist like Elon Musk to be able to sit back and look at this and say, okay, I got a jigsaw puzzle with 500 pieces, and there's like 10 pieces left. And jigsaw puzzles are slow going at first, but as you get towards the middle, it gets faster and faster, and it's exponential as you go. So we're down to a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle, big old jigsaw puzzle, laid out on the table, and there's like 10 pieces left. Well, I can look without looking in the box and go, okay, it's going to be some ocean and some trees, and it's going to be, I'm looking for some pieces that look like a house, but they're already right there at the bottom of the box. I mean, I can just pull them out, pop them as fast as I can go. The only pieces left are staging terror attacks and blaming on us, and then rounding up people and starting actually a physical civil war, which they want to have, because they've got plans to then turn the power off. You think you're going to take back the counties and cities, and you're going to, you know, and then we'll like get together and beat the feds and all this. They're going to turn the power off. They got kill switches and everything. That's what technocracy is. They don't need the FBI to go flip switches, or the State Department, or the NSA. The bureaucracy, the corporations have the power. The SDGs have the power. The UN has the power. They got a UN treaty set to pass that literally decides what doctor you can have to lock you down, where you can go, forced injections, total UN takeover. Always said it'd be the UN, didn't we? Because that was in the Carnegie Endowment plans in the 30s before they got the UN out of the League of Nations. And the John Birch Society had people in the Pentagon that were patriots, like Fletcher Prouty, who ran the major regime change operations of the U.S. government. They had people like Fletcher Prouty and others giving them all the intel, men that were in the briefing rooms being told this whole plan. And these men are in these meetings going, this is horrible, and giving it out to the John Birch Society. That's why it's exact what they say, exact. This is exactly the documents. And so there's nothing more frustrating than sitting here, people go, man, Jones must be psychic, or he must be one of them. How does he keep calling it? They wrote Operation Lockstep in 2011 with the whole plan. So, of course, you can take a 2011 broadcast and go, he's psychic. He says word for word what happened because it's a freaking battle plan. Skip the break. So that's what's so crazy is it's like we're marching into our own firing squad, and the average leftist is giggling and laughing because they're getting reflected power off the globalists like you're part of it. You're not part of it, dumbass. And, I mean, you really are dumbasses. I don't mean our general audience. I mean leftists. Because this is so diabolical. This is so evil. This is so out of control, and it's so well organized. But all you got to do is become aware of it because they don't have the SDGs in. They don't have the social credit score in. Their whole COVID power grab failed. But it showed how serious they are, and they're getting ready to do it again. So, yeah, we just got beat up really bad. We got out of it, and karate chops them in the neck, and they're kind of in the ditch flopping around. They're about to get back up and come back at us. And so, whatever you're going to do, you're going to get your stuff and haul ass to the hills, I respect that. Or you're going to get in a fighting stance like I am and just say, this is the right thing to do. Come on, get back up out of the ditch. Or don't wait while they're in the ditch. Politically, nonviolently, culturally, while they're down, get in there and just kick those ribs full power. Break those ribs in the New World Order. Go right to the body and just break them. Break them. Break every damn rib politically they got. Savage their ass with the truth. Just get in their face. Have no fear. Say, you don't have authority over me. You don't rule me. You don't shame me. You don't dominate me. You're un-American. You're criminal. You're terrorist. You're the enemy. And we're going to defeat you with intellectual ideas and culture where we spend our money before they get all this put in place, which they're failing at. Owen Schroeder, that's my rant. I'm really concerned about the false flags. What do you think we should do?
Well, let me just piggyback off of your jigsaw puzzle analogy. If the tyranny jigsaw puzzle is, let's say, 10 pieces away from being complete, where is the freedom jigsaw puzzle at? It's nowhere near complete right now. We're just kind of put.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
One fly.
Imagine if 50,000 people, instead of going to a motorcycle rally, and I'm not putting down motorcycle rallies, but if all the conservatives, if Rolling Thunder would have gone down there where human trafficking is going on and it would have stood up and said this was wrong, it'd be international news. It would break the will. But instead, it's just Owen Schroyer.
And so that's
still got millions of views.
And it was effective. But this is the psychological analysis I'm trying to give here. So if you have one lioness in a cave struggling, wounded, and a pack of hyenas come and they're going to get ready to eat that lioness, you say, okay, well, that's the law of the jungle. But guess what? That's the law of the jungle. Oh, I didn't realize. Guess what? There were 10 lions deeper into that cave. We didn't see they were there. And now the lions have come out, and guess what? The hyenas are scattering. So that's the paradigm here. As soon as America and Americans decide we're not going to be conquered, as soon as Americans and America decide we're not going to be slaves, it's over. These people are cowards. They will back down. But it's the awareness, Alex. It's the awareness. They want us distracted with all the fake boobs and the fake breasts of the Kim Kardashians. They want us distracted with the sports balls and everything. Hey, look, I'm human. Okay, I like women. I like sports. I get it. But see, once it's flipped, Alex, once that switch is flipped on, there's no going back. Once we decide to stand up for ourselves and say we're not going to be conquered, it's game over. These people will fly away. They'll go hide in New Zealand. They'll go hide in their redoubts, and they'll try to reconvene to find out new ways to conquer us.
Absolutely. Let's expand on that. They're not that powerful. They always push to see what they can get, and when they get a problem, they pull back, wait till we go to sleep, and then they move forward. But if we permanently wake up these globalist corporations and how they operate and how they've purposely in their own admissions tried to make us weak and stupid, we will win. And so you're absolutely right. And to use the hyena and the lioness analogy is just absolutely on target. But I want to go back, guys, to 2 or 3 minutes ago. Show that footage of Owen in front of the ridiculous Texas National Guard, the Texas Guard and the National Guard. I'm not saying America's ridiculous or they're ridiculous. It's ridiculous what they're doing. They're standing there with their full auto-issued rifles, which they show on the news. Oh, the governor sent them down there. Oh, Biden sent 1,500 down there from the National Guard. But they're there literally to tell you to get out of their face and to make sure that the smuggled people get on board at the buses and get shipped away. They're there completing the smuggling process. And they're being run by this woman in the NGO right here that's commanding the Border Patrol and everybody else. The NGOs are in charge. So this is treason you're looking at. And, again, there was some reporters down there. They all just stood there and would ask Owen, don't speak. We're getting video. Don't say. And Owen told them, screw off. We need thousands of people down there. So I'll challenge Rolling Thunder, who I know can get 50,000, 100,000 motorcycles somewhere. Could we get Rolling Thunder to say they're going to go down to El Paso or they're going to go down to McAllen? Are they going to go? I mean, could we get that? Could we get, Turning Point USA, who are great guys, that said, tell people to go there? You know, and I'm sure if we call for it, these groups will do this. It's not about who sends the people. It's not about who gets the credit. We should pick some day, because it's thousands coming across a day, and go down there and just put people all across the border. We can spread out, you know, in 3 or 4 of these key towns. And you know, say, oh, 5,000 motorcycles go here, and 5,000 go there, and 5,000 go here. And then that's a real adventure. And now you're fighting human smuggling. Now you're actually doing something. But no, it's just go to the Capitol. And now notice Biden won't even give him a permit to go to the Capitol. Well, you don't need a permit to go to the Texas border. And the fact that Biden won't give him a permit to go to the Capitol, they should go to the Capitol. But it's sick. It's absolutely sick, Owen.
Well, it's a mindset, Alex, and I think that the hearts and the minds and the souls of Americans are starting to be relit with the torch of liberty and independence and self-governance that was revolutionary. I mean, that was the revolutionary idea, Alex, and it's upsetting that revolutionary idea, the concept, the understanding has been so misinterpreted and misread now. Folks, that was the revolution. That you are in charge of your life, that you are in charge of your destiny. That is your birthright when you are an American citizen. And somehow it got lost along the way, Alex. But see, this is why they want us dependent. This is why they want us dependent on all the major corporations. This is why they want us dependent on a paycheck. Why, I don't know what the number is. I think it's like 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. It's all by design so we can't unite. It's all by design so that we can't rise up. And of course, we know the one thing that is probably maintaining it all is the Second Amendment. There's a reason why there's never been a land invasion. And people always talk, oh, is China or Russia going to do a land invasion? Folks, China and Russia are not that dumb. They know if they come to this country, no matter what weak leadership we have or anything else, any land invasion of the United States is going to be an epic failure because there's an armed American behind every door.
That's right. They can't ever have a full-on straight-up attack. It's got to be an incremental, cut off the infrastructure, cut off the energy, destroy the culture, race war, turn us all against each other, which when you read their own documents is their plan. The people running our government have hijacked it. And I made the point earlier. First, it's fight the Reds and the Cold War, take our rights. And the left and the Carnegie groups were all funding that the whole time. Literally put Lenin and Stalin in power. Then it's we're going to take your rights to fight the Muslims. Not saying there aren't radical Muslims, but the left and the West was funding Al-Qaeda and all that. And the Patriot Act was really for the American people. And now they're just saying, hey, all you are diseased. Everybody's guilty. Everybody's suspect with the new COVID UN hysteria. And the UN's got its world treaty to take over our medical care and new lockdowns and forced injections. It's all in the news. Yeah, the UN's going to run things. Big deal. And then finally, oh, and by the way, if you don't like open borders or lockdowns, you are a white supremacist, anti-Semitic, and the ADL is going to tell the State Department to put you in jail. And the ADL sits there with a straight face and says, yes, we're going to censor and then arrest everybody. I mean, this is outrageous, Owen. This is not a sign of their strength. This is a sign of outrageous weakness. If none of us comply, if none of us bow and step and fetch to this intimidation and bullying, it's game over. But we should not take the bait and be violent. We should not take the bait and be racist or hateful to these groups because the ADL doesn't represent Jews. Black Lives Matter doesn't represent black people. It's all run by George Soros and the same globalist forces on record. And so they're just trying to get us all to kill each other. And I think we're smart enough not to do this.
Well, when we look at the tyranny jigsaw puzzle, there's two main pieces, Alex. And this is why I think we really got to be focused on this digital currency issue, because that's going to be the linchpin for everything is the digital currency. Because if they can get us into the central bank digital currency, then everything else follows from that. They can shut you off from buying or selling. What does that mean? Well, if you go to the grocery store every week and that's your source for food for your family, they will shut it off because, oh, what, you didn't get your latest vaccine? Or, oh, what, you didn't turn in your firearms? Or, oh, what, you said something that isn't good speak in the current realm? So, okay, now all of a sudden you can't feed yourself, you can't feed your family, and this is what the central bank digital currency is all about. This is truly the linchpin to which all the global tyranny follows. And so we need to make sure that people understand the danger of this and they are well aware of what's going to follow it before they introduce it. Because we hear it now, Alex. Oh, the big cyber attack is coming. The big cyber attack, the big cyber attack. Oh, perfect. The big cyber attack to bring us in to the central digital currency, and then everything else follows from that.
And by the way, I want to play a Candace Owens clip of her talking about that when we come out, and we've got some other SCGs and some other clips that deal with this. But all over the country now, you go into CVS, wherever, they'll say, sorry, no humans are at checkout, and you got to use the auto checkout, and no cash allowed. So they're already implementing it, folks. They're already bringing it in. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface. Our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Today, that I was going to play a lot of key clips. I have this Dr. David Martin clip that's going super viral. Post on InfoWars.com, the live show feed. And then with the premeditated injections designed to kill people, it's all documented. It's all coming out. An eight-minute excerpt of Robert Welch, 1958, predicting everything that would happen. But I wanted to get to a ex-UN executive director exposes disturbing links between oligarchs, pedophilia, and missing children. This is the former UN executive director, Kalin Georgios, says oligarchs who rule the world use missing children for sex and political control. That's all coming out now with the Jeffrey Epstein documents being released. So the full hour interview is up on InfoWars.com. I suggest you get it. I suggest you share it. But here is a short excerpt from the interview.
I do not consent. That's the point. Yeah. So ultimately, when you're saying we have to say no. You're saying you have to say no to the UN because they are really the oligarchs. And when they're talking about peace, they're talking about war because they're interested in war because that's a good way to make money. When they talk about wealth and economic liberty for everyone, they're talking about poverty because keeping people in poverty makes them money.
You control.
Yeah,
you control. Control. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the moment, you know how many there are? More than 1 billion. Official 1.2 billion people under $2 per day.
Oh.
The problem is that these oligarchs, all of them, are related with the system of the pedophilia one. Because we know that there are more than 8 million children per year which they disappear. 8 million does mean the entire population of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
They disappear without any information, mm-hmm. simply like that. And this is the transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
So this criminal act is have to be stopped. And we stop in the moment when the people arrive in the consciousness and the people they arrive to understand that this is not their life.
Full video at Infowars.com. Now, I want to play a short clip of a talk show I was talking about. Alex Jones is right about the ESGs. Keep saying the SCGs, that there's another thing called SCGs. But the ESGs we've talked about for years, they're now big news. Is corporations create a global social credit score for corporations, and if they don't follow exactly what the UN and these SEG, ESG social credit score systems say, then they don't get any funding and they don't get to operate. That's why you see corporations falling on the sword and losing 20, 30, 40% of their market, tens of millions of dollars apiece, Target, Anheuser-Busch, the list goes on and on. They can't run off the edge of a cliff fast enough because the globalists will give them unlimited fiat currency they make out of nothing. So what's $10 billion? I'll be given $100 billion. They got to get this program in. They got to break our will. They got to get us to do things that we don't want to do. In fact, I saw a clip that I know I sent to the crew. There's just so many clips. And it was Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock. Biggest hedge fund in the world, biggest consortium, trillions and trillions and trillions under management. And he said, it's all about behavior. We're about modifying people's behavior with our investments and getting them to do things they don't want to do. Like it was going viral 2 days ago on Twitter. If I didn't send it to you, type in, head of BlackRock says they're here to modify your behavior. So let's admit that. And what behavior do they want? Well, they don't want men and women having kids and nuclear family. They don't want us having any wealth. You'll own nothing and be happy. They want to control our lives. So here's a clip of folks talking about the ESGs. And then also Candace Owens asking a very important question. Here it is.
They were calling it a conspiracy theory when Alex Jones many years ago said that they want the U.S. to be like China with a social credit score. Not for nothing, he got demonized in the media. I remember being a kid. Everything he said that was going to go down, it's all going down. This ESG is a social credit score. If you don't play ball, they're not going to bail you out. So, of course, they want to push this electric so they could turn your bike off whenever they want. So if there's another situation where there's a medical reason why everybody needs to stay home, they could just turn everything off. That's why they want the electric. Could you imagine living in a world where they just turn your bike off, turn your car off?
What would you do if they brought the power grid down? And by they, I mean if the government purposefully brought the power grid down. And I'm not asking that question for fun. I'm asking that question because the World Economic Forum is predicting that a cyber pandemic, you can look this up, been running exercises about it this year, is inevitable. You're probably saying, what is a cyber pandemic? It doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, what are we even talking about? Well, first of all, the reason I'm even paying attention to the World Economic Forum and their exercises is because they notoriously, in 2019, ran an exercise for a coronavirus pandemic that oddly all became true. I mean, without one slight difference. They said that the coronavirus was going to escape from a wet market in South America. Of course, when the coronavirus swept the nation, swept the world in 2020, they said that it escaped from a wet market in China. You can still look that up, by the way. That's not a conspiracy theory. They simulated that coronavirus pandemic. It was the World Economic Forum in collaboration with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in collaboration with Johns Hopkins University. And the website is still up, and they say, you know, the coronavirus pandemic is inevitable. And then, boom, it happened the very next year. So people say it's a conspiracy theory to believe that they knew that the coronavirus pandemic was going to happen. You don't have to believe it was a conspiracy theory, or you can believe it wasn't a conspiracy theory. It's up to you. I don't really care. The point is that they made the prediction, they called it inevitable, and then it happened immediately. So for me personally, that signals to me that I should probably pay attention the next time the World Economic Forum makes a prediction and calls it inevitable. And lo and behold, they are predicting that a coronavirus pandemic, a cyber pandemic, pardon, is going to happen, and that it is once again inevitable. So if you look into the exercise that they have run this year, I believe they run it in July. They've been meeting and talking about the cyber pandemic, what it will look like. Essentially, their idea is that they're going to have to sanitize the internet because a bug, think of this as like a coronavirus for your computer, is going to sweep globally, and the only way they're going to be able to stop this bug from infecting everything is to effectively shut down the internet, right? And they were talking about bringing down the power grid in an effort to do this. So imagine the government bringing down the power grid, and you would not have access to anything that required an electrical charge.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
So there you go. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're faced with an attack. You're faced with a takeover. And once they cut your resources off and give you the ESG system, the universal credit score, and the universal basic income, then they just start cutting more resources off. But they've got you in the trap. And so people will behave however they want. They admit this. So they want you dead. You're not going to get out of this by complying. And that's just a fact. Owen Schroeder.
You know, it's amazing that you've been talking about this for literally decades, and then Candace Owens just decided she's going to turn on her cell phone into selfie mode, shoot that video, and it's just like, boom, total viral information download for millions of people. So, folks, let me just say, you never know when an action that may seem trivial, mundane, or unnecessary to you might change the world. And so just remember that, folks, when you have a realization moment and you feel that lightning is striking you and you feel compelled to share it, do not hesitate. Do not hesitate at all. And we're up against the break here, Alex, so let's talk about this more on the other side. But, man.
You just said something really key. You just said something really, really important that I'm going to expand on when we come back, because it is the rock. It is the pebble in the pond and what it does. Some people say, Jones, aren't you frustrated? All these other people talk just like you now, and they're all famous. I'm like, no, I love it. Because I don't territorialize this info. It's about beating the new world order. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The entire 22-minute speech of Dr. David Martin at the European Union, laying out all the documents, totally proving it was cooked up in a lab, the shots were released to kill us, all been actuaried out, all standardized worldwide, all premeditated murder. That's who you're working for if you work for the system. They will kill you. And then also the Robert Welch excerpts of the speech in 58 predicting everything that's now happened. And that brings me back to what Owen was just saying here on the Alex Jones Show earlier. Because he brings up the point that, wow, and we love Candace Owens, what a great person. We were talking about ESGs and power outages and their plans to do these blackouts, either blaming it on foreign adversaries or saying they've got to do it to protect the Earth from this virus, this digital virus, and that a cyber attack will make COVID look like nothing. And something friendly and happy compared to what you're going to deal with. And so, yes, they're pre-programming to bring down the banking system, to bring down everything during a crash and blame it on a cyber attack or a power outage or a solar flare to then bring in the ESGs, the central bank digital currencies, and all the rest of these systems. So that's where we are. And people, you know, these are the villains that have staged up before. They're pre-programming us again. They're getting ready. But a lot of folks do sit there and say, I see it all over Twitter. They go, why are you talking about this now? Alex Jones talked about it 20 years ago. I don't territorialize this information. My most sincere satisfaction I wouldn't call it pride because that goes before a fall, but satisfaction is hearing people on the street say things I talked about 20 years ago, saying it now, or seeing the work we did now come back even stronger. And so I love the fact that whether it's Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, or Candace Owens, that we trailblazed all this. But we trailblazed off information that Robert Welch and Ron Paul and countless others and G. Edward Griffin. So, again, it's not like, did G. Edward Griffin look at me, you know, taking his incredible work and making it even bigger and then, you know, adding my own research? No, we're all on the same team, and it's a beautiful thing. But I will say this. Candace Owens has apologized for this. She didn't defend me when I got censored when it first happened. A lot of other folks did. And later she came back and said it was wrong and had me on her show and apologized. And that's okay. They early on thought, we'll defend him, we'll get taken out. Then they learned, no, they're going to take everybody out. But that's what they do it incrementally, thinking, oh, you'll be the last group that they get to. That's another tyrannical methodology they use. So we do need folks to rally behind InfoWars and realize it's not just about what we said in the past that came true. We're charting what the enemy's going to do next, and that's our most important work. That's still where we really are, the trailblazers. I'll be completely honest. If there was enough people figuring out the enemy's next steps and over the horizon information, I would be doing a podcast once a week and writing 2 or 3 books a year. And I love the crew and I love InfoWars, but it's big, it's stressful, it's crazy. It's just, it's a full-time deal and it's killing me. But at the same time, it's invigorating and empowering me at the same time. But I would hand the baton to, you know, somebody else. I've been doing it almost 30 years, 29 years. But we still have the job to do the full spectrum analysis and really tell people what's going on. Like now it's all over the news that the government's going to criminalize speech and take URLs. Well, we told you that when Biden got in, he had a press conference and said it about a national security strategy, saying that the main mission is get white people. You're like, that sounds insane. Ha, 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 you're crazy. No, no, they mean it, folks. They're going to take your bank account. Once they cut the power off, people are starving to death in mass. They'll say, okay, sign on to the new ESG, central bank digital currency system, and we'll stabilize your currency. You'll get some of your money back. But if you don't, imagine an FDIC bailout, but run by a supercomputer AI. And then you can only spend the money where they want, when they say, how they want. That's SCG. That's why all the companies are getting in line to whatever the UN and BlackRock say, because they're going to control our behavior. Owen Schroeder.
I think Americans are starting to realize this, Alex, and it's been kind of a slow burn because, like you said, at first it's so extreme. There's no way this could be happening. No way, not in America. Well, now everybody is dealing with it in some way, shape, or form, whether it was during COVID or whether it's with the internet censorship or maybe they're really politically involved now following elections. They can't believe what's going on there. The dam has got to break.
And it's all pre-planned. It's all pre-planned. They launched wars. They launched the COVID. They launched the open border. Now they're going to hit us with another virus. Now they're going to hit us with climate lockdowns. Now they're going to hit us with energy shortages. It's just everything is an attack, an attack, an attack, which they're already preset for, like with the lockdowns, to double the average billionaire's wealth while destroying the average person's savings. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just keep going back to the situation at the FBI right now, Alex, because this is – I really don't think we can fully comprehend it. I mean, even the most informed minds like your own that have been following this forever, I think that there's a major blind spot for us here just because we're not there at the FBI, and FBI agents aren't activists. They're not. They're professionals that want to do a job. There are dozens of FBI whistleblowers that have gone forward to members of Congress, maybe some good members of Congress, maybe some compromised members of Congress, but they're just sitting there and they're like, what is going on here?
Well, when you say dozens, and the last 2.5 years, it's been in the press, there have been 10,000 federal whistleblowers. Most of them have been in ICE, but hundreds and hundreds in the FBI, exactly. There are thousands and thousands of people that are reporting criminal activity in the government. Well, we can see it out in the open. So, again, these are all signs of desperation. I'm going to say this now. I did not plug in the first hour, and I'm not plugged yet in this hour. Plus, we have great products for everybody needs. I'm not going to belabor this. InfoWars is paying the bills. We'd like to be able to send crew to cover stories. We'd like to be able to hire more people. We laid a lot of folks off and really got crushed down to nothing. We're still not out of the woods either. You can go back in the red anytime. So I want to thank everybody that's gone to InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to encourage everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com today. And to get products you really need. X3 is back in stock. Most people have iodine deficiency. This is the best iodine out there, super high quality. Turbo Force is 10-hour clean energy. The ultimate krill oil, ultimate fish oil. We have other great products there on the side as well, like Super Mineral Vitality. We have great CBD oil, highest quality, about 50% off what the competitors sell. Therefore, it's great for your brain, neurological systems, your nerves, your joints, your bones, your immune system. Full spectrum CBD in 10, 25, and 1,000 milligram. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And don't forget the nitric boost that Dr. Mikovits tells you said is the best formula I've seen. It's got all these key natural compounds that clean out the blood, thin the blood naturally, and deal with a lot of the garbage that's been artificially induced into our environment. So this is one of the biggest moves everybody should take. Just what it does in the libido department, though it's not sold or advertised as that, so people really notice. So Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And when we come out with a new T-shirt, just the next few weeks, the Alex Jones for President and the Trump Political Prisoner shirts will be gone. All the old hundreds of shirts, some of them bestsellers, some not, they're all gone. Can't get them anymore. Told you that. We didn't have shirts for 6 months. We have two shirts. They're in stock. When they're gone, they're gone. We're not making more of them. I got a few designs I'm looking at, so we're about to pick a new design this week. And then we'll get it in a couple of weeks, you know, made right here in America and printed up in Texas. But the point is that we'll have a new shirt coming out. If you want the Alex Jones for President shirt or you want the Trump Political Prisoner shirt, get them now, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Owen, I'll be back hosting tomorrow for the full 3-4 hours of the show. You're going to take over in the next hour and introduce the incredibly important clip that needs to go mega viral. It is going viral. And that's dealing, obviously, with the poison shots and the EU hearings that they had on it, proving all of this. So that is going to be coming up. You're also not just going to air the David Martin clips. They'll take 2 segments. You're going to air the 8-minute boil down of Robert Welch in 1958. And you're going to cover some other issues as well. Owen, I really appreciate you and the crew. I appreciate the viewers and listeners. Thank you so much. The last minute, tell us what else you're going to hit in the next hour.
Sure. You know, on this Veterans Day, it is important that we remember people died to protect the liberties and the freedoms that we have here as a birthright. And we should never forget that. Many members of this audience have family members that have died. And maybe specifically one who didn't die in combat, but sadly a veteran who is deceased now, Ashley Babbitt, whose grieving family is still trying to get justice in that case. Major news when it comes to the elections coming up. Can we stop rigged elections in the United States of America? Major claims coming from Russia today as well. A call from Russia to arrest Lindsey Graham. Maybe we can negotiate a trade there. And the continuation of all the pride propaganda aimed at children. We're not even at Pride Month yet, and it's still overwhelming. It's all coming up on the 3rd hour of the Alex Jones Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.